Sean, had the 2 weeks kind of been giving you a chance, both individually and as an offense, to kind of look at some things in the run game that you think you can kind of fix and take advantage of going forward?
No, it did. It really did. We just, the time off right before we actually just left, we just looked at a lot of the runs that were successful, you know, that we did well, and runs that we didn't do well. Just trying to separate them, you know, and just get to things that we do that we're more successful in. You know, that the line's familiar with and they're comfortable with, also with the backs.
Sean, how much of is that maybe going back to more of what you guys have done last year, scheme-wise and play calling?
Just a mixture. I think you want to – something that's been working for so long, I mean, stick with it, you know, and the coaches know that, you know. But also, they have their own schemes that they want to do, and, you know, and everybody puts a lot of time in, you know, a lot of research and study and the preparation. You know, so we want to also do the things that we've been doing, you know, just kind of do it better. You know, I just feel confident this week, our game plan we have. You know, it's time to get going. You know, it's time for myself to get rolling, you know, get back to the normal big chunks, big plays, more one-on-ones, opportunities, you know, like we've been doing. You know, so I look forward to this week having a big game.
It's about time.
Have you ever been in a season, start of the season? Five games in and not find the end zone?
Nah.
High school?
Never. Even low league, I mean. So it's something that I kind of just, you know, kind of going through the weeks and the days, and, you know, I want to get going. You know, it's something that I just really put my mindset on getting going and getting back to just playing my ball. Finding the end zone, first downs, big runs, big chunks, making guys miss, you know, highlight plays. You know, because all that, even it's good for me, but it's good for our team. You know, it keeps the offense on the field, and we score and make big plays. So just got to get going, man, get back to just playing our football, Buffalo, running the ball, and doing the things we do best.
Did the bye week then come at a good time for you to maybe refocus? It seemed like it was weighing on you how things were struggling, so now you had a week off to kind of re-rack and refocus.
Yeah, even myself, just looking at tape, you know, trying to focus on just doing the basics, doing the beginning things, you know, the fundamentals, you know, and just being patient, you know, and finding myself, man, getting going. That's simple as that. You know, I can't say it in different ways, but the simple is we got to get this thing going. You know, we run the ball. That's what we do. You know, myself, I make big plays. That's what I do. It's been long enough. You know, what's this, week 8, 7? What is it?
Seven.
Yeah, man. You know, I gotta get my thing. I gotta get it back. You know, we gotta get this thing rolling. And I think it's the game for us. They're a talented group up front. They play well together. They got a McCoy on the other side, so of course, he's probably good. You know, and they're fast. They're a fast group, but the team's been running on them. You know, and I think it's just a time and for us to get it going.
I know you don't want to assume anything, Deshaun, but how encouraging is it when you watch the film? You know, even last week you see AD ripping off big chunk runs like you're talking about against this team.
Yeah, well, I mean, can't focus too much on that because we've watched different opponents run the ball successful, and then we have our opportunity and we don't do as well, you know. But just got to look at the matchups, you know, our guys against their guys. Our line against their defensive line. Our running backs against their safeties and linebackers. You know, we should win our battles and have a big day. You know,
Sean,
just
talk about the scheme changes. Your left tackle hasn't really been playing most of the year. New right guard for the last game. Is it fair for you guys to have expected this run game to pick up right where it left off last year?
I think it's fair just because the type of guys we have, you know, expectation level that's set, you know, and just that's our identity. You know, it really is. You kind of turn on the tape, you know, you see that we want to run the ball. That's what we want to do, you know, and we just got to stick with it, you know, stick with it, limit the mistakes, the penalties. That's killed us a lot, too, running the ball. You know, and it's being more disciplined, I think, in the schemes and executing better. That's probably the biggest issues I see.
How much might that help the pass game? Because Tyrod is limited in only being able to do so much, and given the fact that you've got a revolving door at the receiver. How much do you need to relieve that pressure, too?
That's tough. I mean, most of his guys are hurt from Jordan. And then Clay, who's having a monster year so far. The good thing with Tyrod, he never complains. He stays at it. You know, that's the mindset you got to have. Guy down, next guy up. You know, how can we win with him? You know, that's the mindset we all have to have to get the job done.
When you look back and reviewed your running plays this season, did you find any common theme in runs that were not successful?
Yeah, we did. I don't want to say, but we found some ones that weren't too good. You just look at the yards per carry, the negative yards, and then the big plays, you know. So just to kind of divide it up.
Sean, speaking of the other McCoy, I'm curious from a running back standpoint, do you also kind of have to be aware of where he is on every mm-hmm. play? Because mm-hmm. even though a play is designed to go somewhere, do you have to know maybe he's lined up in this three technique or a shade and kind of how you have to maybe adjust that run?
Yeah, I do. I don't know about other backs, but I pay attention to the guys that's the guys that call circle. You know, you circle that guy, where's he at? You know, what alignment is he in? Because it could change the play, you know, especially for me. He's one of the guys that can wreck a game, disruptive and kind of be just like a nagging pain, you know, just keep nagging. So you got to know where he's at all times, you know, and I'll be paying attention and knowing where he's at. But I expect a big game tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Sunday.
The impact does having so many interchangeable parts on the offensive line this year with Glenn being out and guys kind of switching yeah. off, and you're going to get some of that this week. What kind of impact does that have on you guys as an offense? Is it difficult to maybe adjust to that?
Yeah, it could be tough because you get so used to how a certain guy blocks compared to another guy. Just like a runner. There's different running styles. There's different blockers. You know, I mean, it could make a difference. But that's the excuse. I mean, hey, this, you know, we're all taught the same technique. We might do it differently, but it's the same thing. You can't let it be a distraction. You know, you just got to man up, you know, and find a way. That's my mentality.
How would you do with standing up there and criticize yourself when you have 150 yards, plays missed? How tough have you been on yourself lately, privately, after some of these games?
I mean, I've been tough on myself. I feel like maybe with less opportunities, you know, maybe the few opportunities I get, you know, I make the best of that. You know, there might have been a point in a game where I might have missed a one-on-one. Matter of fact, the Bengals game, the long one I broke out, like, I want to say a drive before that, the same play to the left, I didn't make the guy miss. He tackled me for, like, 2 yards. And I came back, and I got him, you know, So there's little stuff like that. Maybe if I'm not getting the normal 5-6 big opportunities, now it might be 2. Got to make the best of them, you know. Or maybe a negative yards, maybe negative 4-yard gain. Maybe just take the negative 2. You know, small things. I'm always going to be critical on myself because I expect a lot, you know. But I think with them bigger yard gains, you have more opportunities, you know what I mean, to really criticize yourself. You know, it's kind of different.
You talked about going to the different things in terms of scheme, things you guys have done more successfully in the past. When you do that at this point in the year, when you've been working on something else all summer long, how much does it slow down the progress of what you're doing?
I don't know. I got to get 100 yards, man. Simple as that.